With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Criminal cases have been dismissed against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. It's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target the president's political opponents. The judge's order deals exclusively with the appointment of Lindsey Halligan as U.S. attorney. She was a former White House aide with no prior prosecutorial experience and was tapped to lead one of DOJ's most elite offices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Millions of Americans will be traveling for this Thanksgiving. The FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years, with over 360,000 flights scheduled. And the TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says the Auto Club expects millions of people to drive to their destinations, a number that could increase.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle, and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
For road trips, AAA advises checking your car and avoiding peak traffic times. President Trump says he'll visit Beijing in April and host China's President Xi Jinping for a state visit later next year. Trump and Xi also spoke by phone on Monday to discuss trade, Taiwan, and Ukraine. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 202 points, the Nasdaq rose 598, the S&P advanced 102. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in the two political parties.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that when you boil it all down, Democrats are a lot less religious than their Republican counterparts. 41% of Democratic voters say they believe in God with absolute certainty, compared to 66% of Republicans who do. On the question of whether faith is an important part of their daily lives, 28% of Democrats say yes versus 58% of Republicans. Democrats are also less likely to pray or go to church than GOP voters. Michael Harrington reporting.
Alabama public libraries have voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's sections of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that's being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books. This is SRN News. With worries over possible military action in Venezuela, airlines are canceling flights in and out of the country. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on the story.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least six carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.